right, guys, what's going on? And welcome to another podcast of the Fans of Power. It's Brian Ozone here, along with my good buddy Joe Amato. What's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Yeah, and we're with a special guest today. We're with Tom Ace.
Hello.
What's up, Tom?
Not much.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We finally got a big collector on here, huh?
I wouldn't say that, but you have somebody on here. We'll go with that.
Right. And we'll get to that later, won't we? We'll get to the collected later, sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, right, we have to talk about Thundercats first, so let's get that over with.
Dude, you just completely blew what I was going to say, so...
Hey, sorry about that.
Listen, new guy, just sit back and relax. I'll take care of everything, all right?
All right.
So, with the new Thundercats subscription, I think it's great. I mean, I think it's totally awesome. It sucks that they cut it down.
And it went from what, 6 to 4 with the still the exclusive figure or the club exclusive?
Yeah, so it's 5 actually. I think it's cool. I don't think it's cool that it's $30 a person, because then it's actually going to probably come out to like 40 with tax and shipping.
Yeah, because they raised the price, correct? They raised the price of them?
Yeah, it's $30 a person now, a figure. But we're finally getting them in scale with Masters of the Universe. So how cool is that?
You know, and that is, it's real cool. It's what, like I said, people have wanted for a long time before they made the other, you know, Thundercats when they just came out recently, and they wish they were in scale with classics. But now what's cool is this is when you can see different people's interpretations, or not interpretations, opinions of these figures, and for He-Man and everything in general. Because as for Tom, now you're a hardcore collector of Masters of the Universe, but now you're not much into classics, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You don't really flip over classics. I know you're more vintage, but I mean, what are your thoughts on the Thundercats figures? Is this something that were you ever into the Thundercats back then? Do you not really care, or what?
You know, I've never seen a Thundercats cartoon. I don't even remember them from when I was a kid. I was mostly a He-Man and Transformer guy. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool for the collectors of Thundercats. I don't really care if they come out or not. As far as classics go, I have a Granomir. They didn't make a vintage Granomir, so I went and got the classics one. But other than that, I haven't really got into the classics collecting. I've kind of stuck to the vintage stuff, so...
See, what it's would actually, you think? Go ahead.
It's actually funny you're talking about Transformers, because today on Facebook I saw this great post. It was a picture of Megatron, and it said, "This is Megatron. He does not care about any of your bullshit Facebook posts." It was great. It was amazing.
Okay, well, that was random.
I apologize for that, too.
Okay, cool. But you know what's cool? Now, see, this is what I like about hearing from different types of collectors, is this transitions, like I said, into classics. Is I've heard so many times that some Masters of the Universe fans, if they hear somebody is a He-Man fan, if you want to say it like that, or, you know, Masters fan, if they're not collecting classics, they're not a real fan. And I never like hearing that, because you can collect anything you want from any era. True. Yeah, you know, anything from any era. And that can still make you a big fan, because, like I said, Tom, you're a very hardcore fan. I mean, people, like, if they don't know you, they'll see you online, eventually will know of you. But, I mean, you have a, like, it's your quest to try to find as much stuff as possible.
I don't mean to cut you off, Joe, but you got over 30 years worth of stuff to collect.
And what's wrong with that? That's like an adventure, because it does not stop. There's so many things. It's like every day we're finding something new. So because Tom doesn't collect classics, that doesn't mean he's not a He-Man fan or a hardcore fan. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to clear that, because I hate hearing that when people try to define what makes you a real fan or a hardcore fan. Because Tom, you can go ahead. You can just say about the stuff how you collect. But I mean, you know, the things that you search for is just it's nuts.
Yeah. I got hooked on the vintage stuff, and for whatever reason, I'm just trying to keep it vintage. You know, I think it helps with the money situation if I start buying a whole bunch of classics. then I'm not saving my money for vintage stuff, which would kill me. So.
And has that been since you were a kid you've been collecting, or did you kind of get reintroduced into it and then started collecting, you know, recently, or how did that work?
But Tom, you always sell me shit, and it's always, you always overprice, so you always have extra money.
Well, see, the thing is this. It's not that I try and overprice. It's just that I know that you're kind of a sucker for some of this stuff, and you can't find it. So I'm going to jack the price up on you, and you always pay me, so it works out good for both of us.
Hey, I can't complain. I get what I want, right?
Exactly.
No, but so has it been since, you know, you were a kid, you've been collecting, or did you have a gap? And then just like it, like I guess the passion, get that fever again recently that made you start getting on a big quest of collecting?
I had a gap from probably 1987 until 2013.
What reignited, would you say, in 2013? What happened to make you think, you know what, I'm just going to start going for it all?
So I didn't have any He-Man anything from my childhood. It all got sold at garage sales or whatever. So I never even thought about it until I was at my brother-in-law's house 3 years ago, and he had a box of probably six or seven figures. There was a Hordak and a Cyclone and a Skeletor and then a Land Shark, and they were all his from when he was a kid, and he was going to throw them away. And I said, man, what are you going to throw those away for? Those things are awesome. I used to have those. He's like, you want them? So I took them, and then I got on eBay, and I got the weapons for them and completed them, and then, you know, so then it just started from there. So I went from those seven figures that he gave me to all the crap I have now that fills up a room.
Well, that's a cool story.
It's always good to have a key man, Ruben, I'm telling you.
Because I always like hear, I just like hearing everybody's story of what gets them to where they're at right now. And while you might not collect the classics figures, now some there's newer merchandise, other things like maybe like little mini figures they have, or just any other type of merchandise. I mean, you still might.
Yeah,
go for
I actually
that.
Just I actually just bought a throw blanket off of Entertainment Earth, and it's really cool. They have a He-Man one and a She-Ra one, so they're making. I mean, they're really going at it right now. They're making a lot of stuff.
Can I ask something real quick? Is this again with Filmation art on it?
Yes.
Okay, like I said, I have nothing against that. Again, nothing against it, because I respect what anybody wants to collect, just like I was saying back here. But I would love to see something new. And I know maybe it costs money. Again, I know somebody tried to give a reason why they keep using the Filmation art. But I would just like something different, a different style, a new artist to show something on this merchandise. I think that's why. I guess it'll lead me something else.
Like something like Earl Norm.
I mean, that's what I mean. Any artist. I mean, there's Rudy. I mean, like that style art, or even new comic art stuff. That like how Axel does stuff. Chris Facone. I mean, there's so many artists that do cool things. And I guess that's what leads me into something else. There's a set of figures that'll be coming out.
I have to tell you. I just have to say one thing about Axel is. I think that he's limited to what he can do because he is contracted by DC.
Well, so I mean, what I mean is what is cool is if we could get art like that. Whether
I agree with you 100%. I 100% agree with you. I want new shit.
Yeah, because I mean, well, I mean, you know, it would be awesome if – I know, like you said, they're under contract from certain people, whether – you know, however it may be. But just to get an artist to do something would be nice. Yeah. Because, you know, what's funny is you remember when I was talking in one of the other podcasts about that Filmation calendar saying, you know, I've seen it at that store every time I went in and none of them were selling. And, of course, then here came after Christmas and they went down on price, you know, 50% off calendars like always. And it was probably 2 weeks later. My sister's like, hey, Joe, I got you something. And she shows me this square bag and I was like, is that a He-Man Filmation calendar? And she was like, hey, it's just like, how'd you know? I was like, oh, I just knew, but I couldn't, I just couldn't, I didn't have the heart to tell her I didn't want that calendar. I was like, it did nothing for me.
Yeah.
And
I actually bought it. I never opened it, and I have no plans of opening it.
Yeah,
because
it's just, I mean, it's cool. Like I said, don't get me wrong, it's cool, but, no, see, this
it's
is what.
Art.
Yeah, now this leads me to a new set of figures that will be coming out from the Loyal Subjects. Now these...
I can't wait for those,
now,
man.
Those are something I think anybody could collect. I mean, they got Skeletor, He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Triclops, Beastman, Stratos, Manny Faces, Trapjaw, Evil-Lyn, Teela, and Faker. And they
all
look,
the main characters right now.
And they're so cool. Now that's something you would... Now, Tom, you'd get that stuff, right? I know you ain't going for classics, but you've seen those, haven't you?
I've seen those. Yeah, I'll probably get those. I do have the minifigures that you were talking about earlier that are, I guess, part of the classics line. So I do have those kind of sitting on my desk at work. But yeah, definitely the Loyal Subject figures. I kind of like the look of those guys. So.
See, that's what's, it's different to see this kind, I mean, I can't explain. It's when there's a different type of art form or some kind of different style of figure that, again, when it's eye-catching, maybe that's how it can pop into other people's minds. I want to get that. But it's weird. So many people I've heard that don't collect classics and don't care about it do want these other type of figures. And I just don't know what
Well,
it is that
you know
makes
what
them.
it is. You know what it is too, Joe. Maybe the loyal figures. What is that? Did I say that right? The
The loyal
loyal
subject.
subjects.
Yeah.
The loyal subjects figures may open the gates for that. We may start seeing new and new style He-Man figures because, I mean, they're out of they're spot on, man. They're amazing.
And it's the
So.
extras that they give, like that Skeletor. When have you ever seen something cool like that? The Skeletor has a movable jaw. I mean, it's just those
I
extra
thought
added little
that
things.
unbelievable when I saw that. I that you know that's something that they should have added throughout the entire series throughout all the years. And I don't understand why, especially in the 2000X, because he always moved his mouth, his jaw. So that should have been a part of that, and it wasn't. The extra tooling and whatnot. And I mean, the price range for the loyal subjects, they're not even that expensive.
How big are they?
I think they're like 3 3/4, maybe
Oh.
4 inches. If I'm right, I could be wrong, but I'm not sure they're not that much bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, just something about those have a different little collectability, and it would be nice to see more of them grow. And then hopefully, like I said, you're right, it could lead to more stuff, but I'll tell you what, we covered two types of different things that will be coming out. One really not masters, but pertaining with classics, and now this. But let's go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about types of collecting, if you will, because then we can get in deep with Tom talking about the stuff he collects.
Just one thing before we go to break. I just want to ask you guys something. With the Thundercats coming out, do you think it's a separate entity, or do you believe it's like an actual sub of the classics?
Well, I would say it's separate, but I mean, it feels like it belongs with Masters just because they're using the
Right.
same style of buck. But
That's how I feel.
yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it'd be great for Thundercat fans. I mean, just to say, I mean, if it would sell well enough and if there was enough of a demand, it'd be kind of cool for them to get more of the figures too, because I'm going to get these figures because I do like them. But wouldn't it be neat if they actually did like try to campaign for a Thunder, I mean, a Cat's Lair? Like, what if they made a
Oh, that'd
Cat's
be
Lair? It would be bananas, but that just, it's something that, is pretty far out there, but anything's possible. But
You know
yeah,
how
I would say
huge
it's a,
that thing would be?
yeah, it would be gigantic. But I'd say,
It's
yeah.
just I think it'd be as huge as the Snake Mountain we got.
Probably even bigger, at least height-wise, I think.
Yeah, probably. All right, so let's do this commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about collecting.
You're listening to a podcast from PopCultureNetwork.com.
All right, we're back from commercial break, and now we're going to be talking about collecting. And we got three big collectors here between me, Joe, and Tom. And Tom, you can start off about what you collect, how you collect, and why you collect.
Okay, I mainly collect vintage Masters of the Universe. Once I got all of the figures and the vehicles and the playsets, then I kind of started going crazy with all the merchandise stuff. So the last probably year and a half, that's all I ever look for. That's pretty much all I buy. So, like Joe said earlier, it's kind of cool because just about every day I'm on Facebook or I'm on the internet or something, and all of a sudden there's a table and chair set, or there's a swing set, or something that I've never even seen or heard of. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Now I need to find that. So then I spend, 1,000 hours a week trying to find the next thing that
Yeah,
I'm looking for. So.
that swing set is extremely hard to find. I think a lot of people threw that out.
Oh, I bet so.
Yeah.
Is that the one that had, it showed Battle Cat and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, because, you know, it's, I mean, again, as a kid, I never seen it. I didn't even know it was real. I thought it was maybe just one of those pages they put in, you know, something that maybe was going to come and didn't. But if it came, I mean, that's awesome. But I've never seen a physical one beyond that picture and, I think, a catalog.
Yeah, right. I only saw the catalog picture myself, too, yeah. But, it was a ride-along Battle Cat. I think it was a slide, if I believe. I'm not sure, but
it had some
swings,
and then the Battle Cat was also a swing, and then it had a slide on the end. Yeah.
Yes.
And Tom, you go everywhere from eBay. You save searches. You do a lot of contacting people, like you said, on Facebook and other social media things. I mean, you really do make it a pretty good quest to get as much as possible. Correct.
This is true. I think eBay lets you have 100 safe searches, and so every single one of mine is Masters of the Universe related. So,
in all sorts of different ways by saying He-Man this, Masters this, I mean, because I know they all bring up different searches, correct?
Yeah, they all bring up different searches. So, yeah, there's, like I said, I have 100 different ways to word things. So sometimes it works, sometimes I miss things, and, you know, someone will, you know, get something in a group and post a picture, and then I'll look at the recently sold items and I'm like, you know, I check this thing 8 times a day. How the crap did I miss this? But that's how it goes sometimes.
What do you think what is your maybe most prized possession thing that you found that you think is just so cool, whether it be rare, you know, or it's just you were really great that you found this item?
I would probably say my power tester is it was probably one of the cheapest things I've picked up. And
I love this story. Tell everyone the story, because I love what I hear, because this, I mean, it makes some people envious, but I mean, no one should ever be envious, whether you get it cheap or expensive. This is just a cool story.
So it was on one of my safe searches, and it was probably like 11:30 at night. I'm on Pacific time, so you guys are far asleep over there. But right before bed, it was like a Wednesday night or something. I thought, well, I'll check eBay one more time. And so this thing was there, and it just, I think the description just said like He-Man decoration or some weird thing. And I was looking at it, and maybe 2 months before, I saw my first power tester. I'd never heard of the thing. Someone posted a picture of it, and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. So this thing's there, and I knew what it was. And so I messaged the guy, and he was in Texas, and I said, hey, because he had it, it started at 99 cents. It was like a 10-day auction. I messaged the guy, and I'm like, hey, is this something you'd want to sell, you know, right away? So that I could pay tonight if you have a price in mind. And so he wrote me back, and he just said, you know, I just got this at a garage sale. He said he was a retired school teacher. And he goes, yeah, the lady I got it from said that her dad worked for Mattel, and it's just been in her house ever since she was a kid. And then she ended up with it, and she didn't want it anymore. So he told me he got it at the yard sale. He didn't tell me for how much. And so he said, I don't really know what to charge for it. So I wrote him back and I said, well, how about 250 and I'll cover the shipping. And, you know, so in my head, I'm saying a couple prayers as I'm sending this to the guy that he's going to be like, sure. So he's like, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'll send it tomorrow. So I was like, all right. So I pay him. And that was like the longest 6 days of my life, because I'm watching the tracking and I'm like, okay, hopefully nobody else saw this in the 15 minutes it was listed, and, you know, offer him what it's really worth or whatever. But yeah, so it worked out. The next week, a big box showed up at my house, and there it was.
I love that. That for me is, I mean, it's, again, it's one of the coolest stories I've heard, because
it's one of the coolest pieces too.
It is. It's one of the coolest pieces. It's a cool story. I mean, I don't own one. Does that make me envious? Again, no, but I know some people get mad. They even, like, when they hear, oh, you only offer that, what a lowball. But hey, you know, I mean, sometimes if you could get a deal, you can't tell me there's people out there that haven't done that, have, you know, tried to get a really good deal. Even though, like you said, knowing that when some people try to get that online, it goes for a lot. But, you know, like you said, you got yourself a good deal. There's nothing wrong with it. I got one with the same thing. Mine comes nowhere close to yours, but I was at a flea market, and here in Ohio, we have absolutely nothing. I mean, it's nothing. Unless you want tools and baby clothes, you're not going to find action figures in this state, at least in the city. I mean, it's terrible no matter where I go. So everybody is always posting their hauls online of what they find, and it's awesome. I find nothing. I go to the one flea market, and they had a vendor that came in just for that weekend. And when I walked in there, I looked up, and I seen Masters of the Universe. I was like, wait, that's something carded. I don't see any figures. Wait, this is carded? What is that? I started getting up close, and it was Battle Armor Skeletor Landshark 2-pack. And it said $15 marked on it. And I was like, oh my God, is that really 15?
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, is this really saying 15? So I walked to him. You know, I'm acting real dumb. I was like, hey, what's that thing up there on the wall? And he was like, oh, well, he's like, you know, that's Masters of the Universe. I was like, I said, I really don't know what that is. He was like, you don't? He was like, that's a big toy line in the 80s. I was like, well, to be honest, I said, I seen a purple shark from a distance. My girlfriend likes sharks. I was like, I don't know if that's something you think she'd like. And he's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a shark. If you want to get it. I said, no, it's 15, huh? He said, yes, okay. And I got 15, gave it to him. I walked out of there like I felt like I stole something. I was watching my back, making sure nobody's following me. I was paranoid. And that was the best deal I got. I mean, again, it's not
a great story,
but it's a fun one. But what about you, Brian? You got a crazy one? Or?
I would think to say my favorite stuff that I own is the and Tom had it as well, is the five displays that they had back in the 80s in the stores.
Oh, the 3D like puffy ones?
Yes, I got all five of those, and I think they're pretty cool. They're probably one of my favorites that I own.
Because that's what I mean. It's always a search, but what else I like about collecting is, again, the debate when you go to loose versus carded. You know, there are some people that go so bananas that if they know somebody opened a carded figure or a carded item, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, just relax. You know, this is people's money. They can buy whatever they want. If they want to open it, let them open it. But I've seen people get into arguments just because they see some. I mean, I mean, Tom, you loose, carded, both. I mean, and if you like something and you love it, do you open it?
Of course.
Oh, and, he opens everything.
Yeah.
He gets
aggravated. I'm not worried about opening it. And, you know, most of the arguments you've probably seen in the Facebook world, I've probably started kind of on purpose to get people going, but yeah, I'll get something. And if it's, you know, especially the harder to find things, you like the Scuba Tac set, like all those three battery sets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Hordak too, the talking Hordak.
Right. Yeah. So some of that stuff, it's hard to find loose and complete and working. So when it comes up in a box or something, I'm like, sweet. So it's not like I'm going to tear the box apart and burn it or anything. I mean, I keep all of it. I like the artwork. I appreciate it. But,
right.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't keep anything in the box. So I like to open it up. I want to, you know, I put the battery in the Scuba Tac. I threw it in the bathtub and I watched it swim around for a little bit. So I just wanted to see it work.
And how cool is that, too, compared to just, again, just leaving it in the box? It's, I appreciate, like I said, both men on card collectors and loose collectors.
Sure.
But, I mean, when you have it mint on card, like you said, you can't really enjoy it. I mean, these things were meant to be opened, and it's like you said, you don't have, like, you know, the original, I don't know, Bill of Rights or something, and you're shredding it. I mean, there's a bunch of these different things that are out there, and if you want to open it, because I think, again, when you did that Scuba Attack, and I think, didn't somebody go nuts on you for doing that, and you're showing a video, I was like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, probably. It's been a while, but I'm sure someone did, yeah. So.
Yeah, so I, yeah, like...
You always got haters out there, you know?
Yeah, and I've, like I said, I've never had a problem with that because I know some people want to have the Min on Card collection because, yes, some like having it displayed like that, but others, I think they're thinking in their mind they might retire and get rich off of it. And I don't know. You'd have to have a lot of really, really rare items for that to happen. I mean, just think of that. Think of, like, let's say you spent hypothetically 40 years keeping these things carded. And then let's say you retire. And what if you maybe just got 20,000? Just let's just say 20,000 for a certain collection that you had. And then in a year or two, you use that money to, you know, spend on doctor bills or other stuff. It's like, wow, I mean, you didn't get to enjoy that. You had it for 40 years sitting in boxes and in your closets and on the shelf. Now, these are for the people, like I said, some of them think they're going to get rich. I'm not knocking anybody that's keeping them carded, but I've seen that before.
Right.
You know, just, hey, you know, if you can, enjoy that. You know, if you can. It's your choice. It's your money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is your choice. I mean, you can go both ways. I mean, it's cool. It's cool to look at in the card, but it's also great to have in your hand. That's why I collect the classics line. I buy two of each. So I have one in the box, and I open one, and I get to play with it.
Do you think that's why some people, like, take it for granted about classics, meaning some people don't collect, or if they get one here or there, knowing that pretty much they can find this? It's like, it's not like the stories we're talking about now for vintage. Vintage, beyond the figures, you're searching for all this insane merchandise that's out there. So that search is like, it's a little more intense because you don't know all the stuff you're finding. But as for classics figures, you know they're there. You can find them on eBay. Hey, it's not usually going to be that hard to get them.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true.
Now, what would you want to see, Tom, if they were to make another line beyond like how we see with Loyal Subjects and how classics? What would you envision or hope to see that, you know, possibly if a movie happened, what kind of figures are you hoping? What kind of other weird merchandise do you wish they'd make?
You know, that's kind of hard to say because I'm still in the vintage mindset. So, I mean, if they came out with a whole bunch of new merchandise for a movie or they did a new cartoon or something, you know, I don't think I would go crazy on that stuff just because, you know, I'm at the store, I'm spending $20 on this, and then something pops up on eBay that's vintage for $20, and then I can't get it, so then I'd kill myself.
What if they gave you some Pez stuff, though? You got some finally Pez, some official Pez.
You know what? I would probably get a little Pez set going since they never did that back in the day, but, you know, I mean, it's hard to say without actually seeing the stuff. You know, if they come out with new stuff and it's different looking or it's, you know, just something I can't live without, then yeah, I'd probably get it. But
same thing if they did a 3¾ line, like how they did those, that limited release of Star Wars style figures. What if they did an actual like run of 20 figures, not in one shot, one bang, but you know, five here. Would you be interested in that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, I think I would like that just because it's, you know, it resembles a vintage figure. You're kind of mixing Star Wars with He-Man. And same with, you know, the classics are coming out with the Filmation style figures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also got the Super 7 figures, so you don't even know how long that line's going to go. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was kind of referring to. Hopefully, if they would get those in colored and then release more.
Exactly, because we've gotten them in solid colors, and then we got in black and white, and now hopefully next will be full colored figures, which would be great. And then, you know, all the figures beyond that.
Yeah, that's why I haven't bought them. I've actually been just holding. I've been, you know, sitting there waiting in hopes that the colored versions would come. That's why I passed on both things that they've done of those. As cool as they look, I'm not going to get one that's solid color and black and white and colored. I just want to be colored. It just would look cool.
Yeah. Seems like they're trying to milk that out a little bit, you know, before they give out colored ones.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably eventually get, I'm sure, the see-through ones. Everybody's into that stuff, too. Anytime you take a figure and you cast it and you put it in clear plastic, they're all over that, which those are cool, too, but I'm sure we could probably see those.
Yeah, they might be on the way.
Well, Brian, you got any more for Tom before we close up the episode? I know you like give him a hard time.
Tom, I love you, buddy.
Hey, let me have it. You got to do better than that.
No, I love you, man.
See, for the just for the listeners out there, they give each other a hard time. But if you'd ever see these two on Facebook, they're back and forth. You might even think, hey, these guys hate each other. They don't, but of course they still might do. But
No. Let me tell you, it's brotherly love. We do not. I don't hate Tom. I'm sure he don't. Hopefully, he don't hate me. It's just good banter. You know, it's just good fun. That's all.
They just don't like each other. It's not hate. They just don't like each other. All right. And yeah, and I just wanted to say I made a figure out there for a guy named Adam Gabbard. I hope I said your name right, Adam. I apologize if I didn't say your last name right. But he wanted me to just shout out to him because I made a Count Marzo Filmation figure for him. And he just loved the figure, and he just wanted me to mention that I made that for him because he really liked it. So it was a pleasure making it for you, Adam, and I'm glad you liked that figure.
All right, guys. Well, you know, it was a great episode. Tom, I thank you for joining us.
No problem.
And, you know, hopefully we'll have you again on the show another time. You can always go to Joe Amato's Custom Creations and ask him to build, make, do anything you want. Always check out popculturenetwork.com. And it's been a great episode, guys. And rock on, dudes.
Have a powerful day.
Thank you.